Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. in Jesus' name, better known, well, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you, Father, for keeping them away from me. Now, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Remember, the Sabbath day is to be kept every Saturday. Read it for yourselves. Read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I don't have to be the only one that knows this. You can read it for yourself and understand it. Probably are better at speaking than I am. I was so afraid. I was really fearful, but I thank my Father for bringing me out of that fearfulness. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, even though I have another version of the King James Bible that explains better than the one that I read from. I read from the one that has those and please and thou. I read from that. I ask that you sheep have your three P's handy in case I say something that I want you to remember, and you can write it down. You can have your three P's. They are the pen, pencil, and paper. And some people are savvy enough to have a notebook or whatever the new technological things are called, where they can write it or turn to it on their computer. But I don't have that. I read from the old King James Version. Let's go to Psalms 98 and let us read what our Father has said, at least the first few verses. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten, the Lord has made known his salvation. And that's what we want, children. We want worship. That's what we want. We want to be saved from our sins and the consequences of those sins. His righteousness he has openly showed in his sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. And remember, sheep, this is what the Bible is basically about. Us black people, we are the house of Israel, and you don't know it because you don't read your Bible. You should read your Bible, just as he told me in a dream. He told me to read my Bible. Well, he told me to feed his sheep, and he will talk to you. Verse 3, he has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. He's came for us. He's our God, but he is so loving. He's willing to share his love for those who is obedient and follow his commandments. I don't care what I heard this preacher out of Pontiac says, saying that he will not go into the Old Testament. I think that the Old Testament is the book just tells even Paul, who was in the New Testament, he told them a lot of things to say. And that's what most people say. They talk about Paul more than they do Jesus Christ. And I don't understand that. Father, help me to understand that. Let me read verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the harp and with the voice of a psalm, with the trumpet and sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the flood clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. His righteousness shall be judged the world and the people quickly. I have read to you Psalms 98 in its entirety. I ask, Father, please open up eyes and the ears and the minds of those who hear what I have just read to them. Give them understanding. Well, see, I want you to turn your Bibles to Leviticus 16 and 17. Well, when I say Leviticus 16 and 17, I want you to turn to Leviticus chapter 16 and 17. Hopefully, my Father will allow me to read all of those things. And just as I mentioned to you last week, I will mention to you again before I start reading. I want you to know the four hidden dynasties of the Antichrist controlling this world. And they are known as the political or the government, educational, religion, and financial. Those are supposed to be the hidden dynasties of the devil that are ruling the world. Let us in Detroit, we understand what is going on. The white guy has taken over all of our assets in Detroit. He has brought in what is called an emergency manager. And what the emergency manager was a black guy that worked for him, a lawyer. But nonetheless, he was working for money. He didn't understand, well, he should understand better than I, because he's much smarter than I. And he looks nice too, may I say. I shouldn't say, and I apologize for saying that, because he is a married man, even though God has blessed me with my eyesight, and he looks well. So I think some people may say differently, but I think he's a nice looking man and brought this upon us in Detroit. I ask that the Lord make a way where he'll get everything that he has taken away from us and given to the white man, give it back to us. And we got a lot of smart black people in Detroit. And so they will probably help him get those things back if he needs to help to give those back to us. You know, they are now trying to take our black owned African American museum, even though they may have contributed monies to our African American museum. They want to change the name and bring some kind of exhibition in about Thomas Jefferson, who was a rapist, in my view, who had Sally Hemings, a young black woman, 9 years old, having babies by him. You know, he should have. What's so great about him? Having a young black woman having babies by him. He had a white wife. So we should look at that too. If they come to Detroit, they're going to try and take it over. And they probably will succeed at it. I know I need to join or give to the African American community, the Charge Right Museum in Detroit. With having said that, those things, I want you to turn to Leviticus of the Old Testament. It is spelled Leviticus, chapter 16. I will start reading there, and hopefully I will read chapter 17 as well. Chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron, thy brother, he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he not die, for I will appear in the clouds upon the mercy seat. I remember as a child, we had a mercy seat for a little while, but after those girls were bombed in the South, I think it was Alabama somewhere, or maybe Georgia, I told my mother I didn't want to go to Sunday school because I didn't want them to kill me. And when I say them, I'm talking about some white folks. Now listen, we are the only ones that have the holy seed in us. Read Ezra 9 and 2. Having these mixed children with these white women. You know, ever since Roseanne called this woman a monkey, she made me mad. And I can't get over that. I will not look at her show. And those who are in my house, I hope that they have their own television. But I hope they will respect me enough to not look at her program. And she's not in there, they tell me. But I just didn't like her for saying what she said. I think they are aliens. The earth, our Father made us in his image and likeness. And he made out of the dust of the ground. There was no white earth. I don't think there were. The earth was full of brown people and dark-skinned people like me. I don't see where I've been asking folks to show me white earth. And they showed me some about white sand. Well, I said, show me white earth. Let's go on to verse 3. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and for a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and he shall gird with the linen girdle and with the linen mitre. And the mitre is spelled M-I-T-R-E. I may be mispronouncing it. I hope I'm not. And that's like a hat. Shall be his attire. And attire means clothing, I think. And these are holy garments. And he shall wash his flesh in water and put them on. And have you seen the priests? They have a hat sometimes on their head. They're trying to mimic. Since they took our stuff, you know, they took our stuff to Rome, and then what you should know is what I know. Gilgamesh from Mesopotamia, there was a great flood. That was before the flood. Nor his story is like a copycat in my view, because Gilgamesh wrote about the great flood years before Nor did. And I just want you to know that, what I know. Let's read verse 5. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of a goat. A kid is a goat. For a sin offering, and a ram, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock for the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the 2 goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. For Aaron shall cast lots upon the 2 goats, one of them for the Lord, and the other one for the scapegoat. Now, a scapegoat is like a fall guy, a person that takes the place of, he takes the blame of whatever. And that's what a scapegoat is. And Aaron bringing the goat upon which the Lord lot fell, and offered him for a sin offering. But the goat which the lot fell to be the scapegoat, he presented alive before the Lord to make atonement with him and to let him go for the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself in the house of Israel, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, and his hand full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And the Lord will put, verse 13, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord. That is, the incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony that he died not. And he shall take the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat toward eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle the blood with his finger 7 times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that. Let me read that again. Verse 14. And he shall take the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat. The mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger 7 times, verse 16. He shall kill the goat of sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness excuse me, Steve, I had to birth the children of Israel. And because of the transgressions of their sins, you know, transgressions should mean law-breaking in all their sin. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goes to make an atonement in the holy place until he comes out. And he has made an atonement for himself and for his household and for the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take the blood of the bullock and the blood of the goat and put it upon the horns altar round about. And I tried to explain to you earlier what the horn is. It's like it's made like in a square with four horns sticking up, and he was sprinkling, you know, the blood upon the horns of the altar round about. Verse 19, and he shall sprinkle the blood upon it with his finger seven times and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he has made the end of the reconciliation of the holy place, tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and their transgressions. Again, transgression is law-breaking. In the transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by hand of the man unto the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all the iniquities in their land not inhabited, and he shall let go this goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of congregation, and he shall put off the linen garments in which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, offer his burnt offerings and the burnt offerings of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering shall be burnt upon the altar, and he shall, and he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and after it come into the camp, and the bullock of the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering whose blood is brought into make atonement in the holy place shall one carry forth with let me read verse 27 again. If you're hearing, you see how many minutes I have left. And the bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought into make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skin and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe in fresh water. And afterwards he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute of law forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. And sojourners mean that travels among. On the day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be cleansed from your sins before the Lord. And it shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you. And ye shall afflict all souls by the statute forever. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make an atonement and shall put on the linen cloth, even the holy garment, and he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priest and for all the people of the congregation. Excuse me, I don't know what this is that has popped up on my computer, but I am going to get it off of there. Verse 34, and that will be the reading of chapter 16. And he shall be an everlasting statute among you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once and for all. Let me read that again, verse 34. And he shall be an everlasting statute unto us, unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. And that is the reading of chapter 16. I don't think I'll have enough time to read all of Leviticus 17, but I want you to know that in this book, he's talking about the children of Israel, and they are Hebrews. The Hebrews are black or brown-skinned people. And I think it's in Psalms 83. I want you to go there and read Psalms 83 and look up the names of all the people who conspired against us. And one of these days, I am going to look those names up myself and read to you Psalms 83 so that you will know who they were. Now, let's read Leviticus chapter 17. Hopefully, I can finish it all. Father, I ask that you give
understanding is to chapter 16 that was just read. It's the atonement for children of Israel for all of their sins. Now chapter 17 of Leviticus in the Old Testament spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 17. Excuse me, sir. I want that. Oh, God. Please help me. I'm having to doubt. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, what man soever there be of the house of Israel killeth an ox or a lamb or a goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He shall blood, and that man shall be cut off from among the people. I hope you all understand that. Verse 5, and the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in unto an open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of congregation, unto the priest, and offer them for a peace offering unto the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor, and S-A-V-O-R, that's an aroma, unto the Lord. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a whoring, which shall be a statue forever unto them throughout their generations. And even shall they say unto them, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the stranger which sojourn among you, shall offer a burnt offering or a sacrifice, and bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it unto the Lord. Even the man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that shall join among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut off him from among his people, where the life of the flesh is in the blood. Did you not understand that, see? For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. Do you not understand that? It is in the blood that makes an atonement for our soul. Therefore, I Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood. What do you not understand about that? You're not supposed to eat blood. Neither shall any stranger that sojourn among you eat blood. And those who travel with us and believe and do what the Lord said, they are not to eat blood. You do not eat blood. And whatever man be of the children of Israel or the stranger that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catches any wild beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust, and it shall be life for the flesh, the blood of it for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto you, the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. And every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beast, with it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be cleansed until evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Now I have read to you verse 17, or chapter 17 of Leviticus. See, if I want you, hopefully you will understand that you're not supposed to eat the blood of any meat or anything like that. I want you to read Leviticus chapter 18 and chapter 19 for our next section. I should be with you, if it's God's will, this Friday at 5 o'clock. So I have read to you chapters 16 and 17. Now, let's have a prayer. Father, thank you for taking care of the sheep, even in the night when we are asleep. Thank you for taking care of us and keeping Satan's imps away from us. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. James 4 and 15 says, if the Lord will, I will be back with you next time. The next time will hopefully be this Friday at 5 o'clock. Remember, God loves you, and I love you as well. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my e-book, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. They are all short reads we want to do.
Father, help your children.
Father, make up me, finish up me.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Down. And I know He loves We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Thankful and glad that Jesus.